go. Well, welcome, Tim.
Thanks very much.
It's pretty exciting. So we've had Shana here today. We've shown her the ropes, how to sort of work the machine, the Onyo.
That's right.
It's a pretty cool bit of tech, isn't it?
It is amazing. Absolutely, yeah. Game changer for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about it. So obviously we've got the kit here for those at home. You know, it's a wheelchair, but it's not any type of wheelchair, is it? It's a special type.
Correct. Yeah, it's self-balancing technology, two wheels, four independent legs on the ground that allow us to sit like this and have a conversation, lean back into the seat and feel comfortable. And as you've seen, it's, you know, going up and down the hills, through the playground, and go to the beach sometime.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we were talking about this before. When I started trying to go back, and you can even see there, I was a little bit apprehensive, but very, very safe and secure.
Very stable, yeah.
Shana literally hadn't used it before, and one of the really cool things, it seems, is that you give a bit of a demonstration as well. If someone buys the product, that they get a bit of a trial with it.
A trial,
and
yeah.
And train them with it.
Yeah, we come into the park. Generally like to come to this park because there's lots of different challenges around. You know, grass, bark chips, curbs, and speed humps. And then, yeah, just meet the customer here for a good hour or so and get them on as long as we can and get them on the seat and, yeah, get them used to it. So.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the history. So this product's a bit famous, I hear.
Yeah, correct, yes.
Where's it famous from?
It's famous from New Zealand. And the guys built it for a guy called Marcus originally. And Kevin is his mate, and they helped put it together. And I think it'd be over 10 years ago now by easy that the first prototype kicked off. And, yeah, this is where we are today, the Onyo. So.
Oh, it's pretty cool. And I'm a bit of an entrepreneur fan. I quite like seeing Dragon's Den and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I saw Dragon's Den, I think it was only a couple months ago, and these OT communities, the NDIS OT community was going crazy, like, what's this product? What's Onyo?
That's
and,
right.
Yeah. And we're sitting on one now, right?
So absolutely, yeah. They're Dragon's Den in the UK, so the UK agents, and, yeah, they've been a decent upkick in interest since that show, as you can imagine, the BBC, so, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I think it's pretty useful for us to talk through the use cases of it because, I mean, there's manual wheelchairs, there's electric wheelchairs. So why Onyo versus that? What's the sort of differences that you've found?
Well, I mean, in my manual chair over there, there's no way I could push up that hill as effortlessly as if you've seen the videos today. So same with going to the beach.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go out on the beach in that. You sit down into the axles, whereas the Onyo will just cruise over the soft sand, the bark chip.
Yeah.
Without breaking a sweat, you know, and you can
see it firsthand. I mean,
you can put your cup of water or whatever you want to drink in this hand and just head to the beach, holding your other hand in your partner's hand, and away you go.
Oh, it's pretty fantastic. I'm a physio by background, and it sounds a whole lot like the word independence is something that comes to mind when I think of Onyo.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, if you want to go to the beach by yourself, you can. You know, you don't need extra people helping you along or equipment. So, yeah, just game changer. Open up different doors and you want to go sort of the Murrieta Reserve and go for a walk up the first falls. Easy to do.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Well, talking through a couple of things, what about battery life and a few of these practical things?
Yeah.
I'm sure we've got some detail-orientated people in our audience, and I bet you they're jealous right now. So, like, what are you talking about this video? Yes. When we put this all together, you're going to be able to see a very awesome video of going up and down hills through bark chips, lots of different sort of surfaces so that you can get a real feel as to what the Onyo is about. But let's get into some details. So product, like the life as far as how long a use may be before charge, etc.
Sure. Okay. So the Onyo has four batteries on board.
Mm-hmm.
The two main batteries are for the wheels alone, and they will take you a total distance of 60 kilometres, 50, 60 kilometres. That does reduce depending on how hard the Onyo is working. If you're in the super soft sand, it's working harder to keep you moving, so the battery life does shorten there. But you could go to the show easy enough and be in the Onyo all day and have no issues with the battery life. In fact, we went 3 years ago, and the charge indicator on the info key controller here, you know, has 8 bars, and we still had over half of it to go before it needed recharging, and we'd been there all day. So.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And one of the other things I was just thinking about before is, when you're going down, like, say if you're walking or you've got someone that you're next to that you're walking with, like, what's that like? I mean, if you think of the usual typical case in a wheelchair, you're sort of miles away and it doesn't really feel like it's connected. Is it much different in the Onyo?
A lot more inclusive, you know. And I guess probably both on a physical and an emotional point of view as well, because, you know, as you can imagine, in a day chair, you're pushing like this with your wheels, haven't got time to walk, you can't hold your partner's hand. Whereas if, you know, they're right next to you and you've one hand on the omia, holding their hand, walking along, you know, it's an emotional connection. So,
I completely agree with that. Yeah. I think it's important to note, not just price, it's also about what it gives you. So the omia is a very different product as far as inclusivity, which I know that we've been banging on about a lot. For damn good reasons as well. We really need to make sure that we can have people feel included in the community and really have, you know, different opportunities available. I'm wondering, in a work sense, is would the omia change what opportunities might be available for someone who's in a wheelchair as far as employment goes? I don't really know. This is a bit one off the cuff, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can use it at, you know, use it at work, roll up to your desk, go for a walk at lunchtime, or, you know, yeah, it just depends on what you, what sort of job you've got. Project management, it all does that sort of stuff. And from a sports point of view as well, I mean, we don't recommend that you go crashing into each other, but, you know, if you wanted to go play golf, you know, you could meet your mates at the golf course and quite easy to have a go at golf.
So that's like really opening up doors, right?
Yeah, correct.
Like, you're not doing that in a standard wheelchair.
No, the groundskeepers at the golf club don't like you going out on little thin wheels, whereas if you've got nice big fat wheels, yeah, you can go to the golf course and get a few balls around.
Oh, it makes sense.
And chase them.
What's the use case? Is there a typical person that needs to, you know, like seeing a level of spinal cord injury, or who's it for and who's it not for? There must be some people it's suitable for and maybe not.
There is a wide variety of people it's for. You know, there's no cookie cutter. You know, it's, you know, I'm a T4 paraplegic of 23 years, and we've had quadriplegics. We've got people with MS, muscular dystrophy, amputations rather than below knee. Yeah, a wide variety of people who, you know, can use it. I'm sure there's lots more people I've missed.
And so, Tim, do you want to walk us through? We've got some curbs behind us here. In the video, I remember seeing you going up and down. Is that something you can do in a normal wheelchair?
You can do it in a normal wheelchair. Obviously, it takes a bit more effort to get up and down on down the curbs. And, yeah, as you said in the video, you can point the omia in the direction of the curb and away you go. You can either go two wheels at a time or one at a time.
How about compared to not an omia, though? I'm assuming other wheelchairs aren't probably as fond as curbs as what these are. They seem like they're a little bit more friendly with it.
Yeah, there's always a risk in a day chair if you're in a manual chair, but a risk of falling out and going over. So if you're with an omia, as I say, you point it at the curb and pops up and away you go. So.
And we were talking about a couple of things before as well as far as the ability to travel. So someone who's got an omia, what's that look like for them if they want to get on a plane and just kit with that, or how's it all work?
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, we've travelled with ours. You can either check it in at the check-in counter or you can take it to the aircraft door. It's just a procedure that we run through with our customers and ourselves before we hand it over to the skillful baggage handlers. And Qantas are fantastic. They've, from a point of view, using Qantas as an example, they put the omio into a orange crate, and forklift picks it up and puts it into the underbody of the plane, and then we get to Perth, and again, is there excess oversized baggage?
Oh, lovely.
So, and then it doesn't add toward your baggage allowance. So, yeah, you're still allowed your 20 kilos in your day chair. It doesn't count towards your weight limit. So, yeah.
Oh, that's really good. And I hear you're at the farm a little bit. Is this true?
Yeah,
or is this a lie?
Yeah. No, it's true. I've used it on the farm, you know, looking at cows or finding some firewood or mud, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Chasing the kids around on the farm and, yeah.
Well, we were talking before as well when you were in some pretty tricky spots in the playground. I assume that must, you know, having young children, like you've expressed, like that must make you feel a lot more included, I imagine.
That's right, yeah. And it's great for the kids, as you can imagine. You know, dad's there or mum's there, you know. They're not sort of stuck outside the playground. It makes a huge difference being able to be included in that and being involved with the family. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And keeping up with the kids, are you actually in front of them? Are they chasing you down, or how's that work?
Yeah, it's generally a race. So, I mean, our middle child, she plays softball. So is our youngest, he plays softball. So Saturday morning, we'll go out to the pitch and take Yome with us and swap between matches that are usually on at the same time. So I can be on the oval and over at one match and zip over to the other match. Yeah, without breaking a sweat. So Yeah, it's brilliant, you know, being able to, you know, watch it, and also for them, you know, having somebody on their team, on their side during the Mons. So,
I think that's really important, and obviously that little connection we're talking about.
Yeah.
And so beyond that, so let's say if we wanted to get one, let's talk a little bit more about the practical process. We've got occupational therapies, Conscious Healthcare SA. But what's the actual real process if you wanted to get one? I'm assuming there's quotes and all this other stuff.
I mean, generally the OT will contact us because they've got a customer who's interested. It's in the videos or what have you. We'll organise a trial like today to come out and hook up a trial, put the customer through their paces, get them introduced to it, make sure they're comfortable. And then if they're happy to proceed, we'll organise a quote.
Yeah.
And it gets sent off to the OT and you guys do all your magic AT paperwork.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it's all ready to send into the NDIS.
Yeah, from the practical side of things, I'm not an occupational therapist, but we do have quite a lot in our team. There's the whole justification about what's reasonable and necessary.
Right, yeah.
And I'm really sort of thinking with this practical use case that it's very much, you know, freedom, choice, and control are the three main principles that the NDIS is founded on. And so the ability to be able to, you know, have independence, you know, that's sort of freedom, right? Freedom to me is independence. Choice, well, you know, the choice to be able to be active if that's what you want to do. Circumstances or disability mean that, you know, there's things you can or can't do. So I feel like that's a pretty natural fit. And then, you know, control in regards to what you do or not. So I think ultimately, hey, if this is the sort of product that you want to have that's, you know, fit for purpose, like which we talk about getting up and over, all these different hills, going up the hill, we're talking about, you know, going around with your family. I feel like that's a pretty decent case to put forward and have people been successful with it.
Yeah, hundreds of people been successful. So it just depends on what sort of your goals are and how your nomio can fit into your life and make your life easier, really.
Yeah,
fantastic. So,
have you got any final words at all for our audience as far as what you might want them to know about nomio in general? We're a bigger advocate of the disability sector and having people thrive forward and have the life that they want.
I mean, it just provides more opportunities, you know. It just provides more opportunities to go do what you want to do and, you know, less impact on the body, I guess, saving your shoulders from having to push your chair or if you've got bad knees or, you know, it just makes it easier.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And if anyone's got wants to get in touch and they want to get one of these magical toys, do they do?
Well, look up Omeo Technology. They'll assign you to the nearest agent. There's a few agents in Australia and obviously we've got agents around the world as well. But, yeah, get in touch with Omeo and they can put you in the right direction through the local agent. So.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate Mel, who's behind the camera here at the minute, and also yourself, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.